Energized Lindsey Graham hits the road for Republicans ahead of midterms. By Penny Starr on October 19, 2018. An energized Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, announced a 12-day road trip to support Republican candidates ahead of the midterm elections. The Seneca, SC, Republican, not up for re-election until 2020, when Democrats hope to defeat him, is trying to use his new influence with the right to help the GOP retain control of the U.S. House and Senate, Greenville Online reported on Wednesday. Graham has gained popularity with conservatives after his impassioned defense of newly confirmed Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. "It's been incredible," Graham said of GOP voters' reaction to his Kavanaugh defense. "I haven't had anything like it since Bill Clinton's impeachment." As for stumping for Republican candidates, Graham said it is time well spent. "It's a good use of my time," Graham said when speaking with reporters in Columbia during the weekend. "If I can help some of our candidates raise a little money and get a little enthusiasm, it'll be time well spent." Although an official schedule has yet to be released, Graham said he would headline a rally on Sunday with Somerville, South Carolina, Republican Katie Arrington, who beat Representative Mark Sanford in the June primary and who will face Democrat Joe Cunningham in the midterm election. Graham will also campaign for incumbent Republican Governor Henry McMaster, who is running against Democrat State Representative James Smith, Greenville Online reported. Graham has already appeared to support South Carolina father and son Representative Joe Wilson and Attorney General Alan Wilson. And Graham is not limiting his campaign efforts to his state, Greenville Online reported. Outside of South Carolina, Graham will visit Indiana for the Allen County Republican Party's annual fundraising dinner on November 1. Enthusiasm over Graham's attendance caused tickets to the Fort Wayne event to sell out faster than ever before, the local party chair told media. In Missouri, State Treasurer Eric Schmidt tweeted Graham should campaign for Republican Senate candidate Josh Hawley, who is challenging incumbent Democratic U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill. Graham recently spoke about the importance of the November 6 election. "It's more important to me than ever that we stay in control of this body," Graham said in a recent Capitol Hill interview, Greenville Online reported. "What happened needs to be taken to the ballot box." The outlet asked Anderson County, SC, GOP Chairwoman Cheryl Cuthrell about the newly minted Graham, who said many conservatives believed Graham had joined the late Senator John McCain, RAS, in a move to the left. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.